You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, before we get into our interviews for today, I'm just going to go over an overview of the two referendums that we're going to be voting on when it comes to 23 days when we have the election. So there's a lot to consider when it comes to the build-up behind policies that parties put out and the referendums, in an effort to make sure that you guys know what's going on. Before you hop into the voting booth, today we're going to go over the background behind the two referendums as they are laid out. Firstly, we're going to start off with the end of the life bill. The bill was put out into the members' bill ballot by the ACT leader, David Seymour, in 2015. The first reading was conducted in 2017 with two readings in 2019. In the final reading, there was 69 votes in favour with 51 opposed. Part of the agreement that was made with this act was that there had to be a referendum, which in this case is binding, meaning that if there is a yes vote, in 12 months after the final result is declared, it will go into law. If there is a majority no vote, or if it is a tie, and no other referendums are held relating to the bill will expire in 5 years. So when you head to the booth, you'll be given a yes or no choice, with the question being, do you support the End of Life Choice Act 2019 coming into force? Now, this act will give people with terminal illnesses the ability to request assisted dying. Within those with terminal illnesses, there are restrictions on who would be eligible. All of the criteria must be met, and it includes that they must be of over 18 years of age, be a citizen or permanent resident of New Zealand, suffer from a terminal illness that is likely to end their life within 6 months, have significant or ongoing decline in physical capability, experience unbearable suffering that cannot be eased, be able to make an informed decision about assisted dying. You will not be eligible if the only reason given is advanced age, mental health issues, or any disability. Now, a key part of this bill is that you must also fully understand and make an informed decision on assisted dying. You must be able to understand the information being given to you, remember the information, weigh up on the decision, and be able to communicate your decision. When it comes to the decision making, it is important that it is an individual decision with no external pressures. If there is any doubt of external pressure, the practitioner must immediately stop the process. Furthermore, assisted dying cannot be suggested by any medical practitioner. If you are eligible, assisted dying can be met through two different channels. Firstly, medication can be given by a doctor or a nurse practitioner, which relieves suffering through death. Or the taking of medication, which relieves suffering through death. Overall, the process goes in this order. The request of assisted dying, determining whether you are eligible, the selection of method and timing, administering the lethal dose. So that's the first referendum, and the second one is the cannabis legalization and control referendum. Now, this bill goes back to 2016 when the Green Party announced that they would legalize cannabis if elected in the next government. Once in government, an obligation was then made that a referendum on the personal use of cannabis would occur before or at the 2020 election. Cannabis possession is currently illegal in New Zealand under the Misuse of Drugs Act 1975, with possession able to carry up to 3 months imprisonment or a $500 fine. However, imprisonment is presumed against. It should be made clear that this referendum is not a vote to legalise medicinal cannabis, instead the legalisation of recreational use. We will, however, be looking at medicinal cannabis on today's show. Now, this referendum also doesn't cover driving while impaired, workplace health and safety issues either. These are already covered by existing laws. So when you get to the booth, you'll be given the question, do you support the proposed cannabis legalisation and control bill? In which you will answer yes or no. Unlike the end of life bill, this is not a binding referendum, meaning there is no requirement for it to go into law even if the majority of the population votes yes. If there is a vote for yes, the legalization has the potential to be developed to be broader and really cover every area that needs to be covered. Now, this bill would allow people to possess and consume cannabis in limited circumstances. A person of the age of 20 or over would be able to buy up to 14 grams of dried cannabis or its equivalent per day only from licensed outlets. They'll be able to enter licensed premises where cannabis is sold or consumed. consume cannabis on private property or at licensed premises, grow up to 2 plants with a maximum of 4 plants per household, or share up to 14 grams of dried cannabis or its equivalent with another person aged 20 or over. The bill's purpose is to reduce harm to people and communities. The bill intends to reduce cannabis-related harm to individuals, family and whānau, and communities by providing access to legal cannabis that meets quality and potency requirements, eliminating the illegal supply of cannabis, raising awareness of the health risks associated with cannabis use, restricting young people's access to cannabis, limiting the public visibility of cannabis, requiring health warnings on packaging and at the time of purchase, improving access to health and social services and other kinds of support for families and whānau, and making sure that the response to any breach of the law is fair. Now, the bill also controls the production and supply of cannabis. The bill will regulate how cannabis is produced and supplied by, limiting the total amount of licensed cannabis for sale, controlling the potency and contents of the licensed cannabis and cannabis products, applying an excise tax when a product is packaged and labelled for sale, setting up a licensing system under which all cannabis-related businesses must hold a license. There will be a regulating of location and trading hours for premises where cannabis is sold or consumed in consultation with local communities. There will also be banning for people importing cannabis and allowing only licensed businesses to import cannabis seeds. There will also be a separating businesses that are licensed to grow cannabis and the production of cannabis for businesses that are licensed to operate premises where cannabis can be sold and consumed. Now, all of the information that I've gone over the past couple minutes, you can find in the leaflet that should have been sent to you by the government, going over both of these referendums and anything else that you need to know when it comes to vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.